Does getting a flavorful, balanced, and convenient dinner on the table night after night feel like a chore? Let HelloFresh take care of the weekly meal planning so you can save time and actually have fun cooking and eating amazing meals. Visit HelloFresh.com and choose what meals you want from an ever-changing, customizable, and always delicious menu. Then let HelloFresh shop and deliver pre-measured ingredients with simple recipes that come together in around 30 minutes, have just 6 steps, and require minimal cleanup. But the best part? It costs less than $10 a meal. So if there's ever been a time to kick those 5 p.m. excuses, break out of your recipe rut, and take the first step towards unstoppable, it's now. Just go to HelloFresh.com/food to get $30 off your first box. That's HelloFresh.com/food for $30 off. HelloFresh.com/food.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
It's Boost's Fall Flip Event. Join Boost Mobile, and when you add a line, get a free phone in your first month free. All powered by the fast and reliable Sprint Nationwide Network. Boost is the best value in wireless among national prepaid carriers. Visit a Boost Mobile store from 922 through 30. When you add a line, get your first month free and a free phone. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save. Offer valid 922-17 through 930-17. Primary line must be on a $50 plan. Free month credit is $50 to apply to activation. Free phone available for new lines added to the family plan and activated on a $50 plan. Select models only while supplies last. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details.
This is the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Rosario lines a one hopper to short, second for one, throw to first, in time! And the Cubs' magic number is down to one.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Join the Wildcats at Ryan Field for the first Big Ten home game of the season against number 4 Penn State. Kickoff is set for 11 a.m. Single game and family plans on sale now at nusports.com. The Cubs' magic number now stands at 1. The Northsiders could clinch the division tonight in St. Louis, where they play game 2 of a 4-game set against the Cardinals. Javi Baez not in the lineup for this one after taking a foul ball off the knee last night. Jake Arrieta will be on the mound to face Carlos Martinez. White Sox host the Angels tonight at G-Rate Field. Chris Volstead will face off with Parker Bridwell, first pitch at 7:10 from the south side. The Bears are back at practice at Halas Hall today ahead of Thursday's matchup with Green Bay. Quarterback Mike Glennon says he's looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm excited. It'll be my first time up there. Obviously, one of the most historic stadiums in the NFL. So I'm looking forward to it. Like I said, I know it's a big rivalry here in Chicago. And, it'll be a cool experience to go up there on a Thursday night.
Adrian Amos is back to starting safety, replacing Quentin Demps, who fractured his arm on Sunday. In the NBA, Adrian Wojnarowski reports Dwayne Wade close to signing with Cleveland. And in college basketball, assistant coaches from Louisville, Auburn, Oklahoma State, and Arizona, along with an Adidas official, have been charged in a Justice Department bribery scheme. This scoreboard update is brought to you by CBS2. The Score's 25-year celebration is being brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka and cork and carry, located on Western Avenue in Chicago. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Cardinals at 6:40 right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Lake Forest Graduate School. Visit lakeforestmba.edu for their upcoming open house.
I'm Kramer.
Adam Kramer.
First slam to the ground by Derwin James.
What a valuable asset Derwin James will be this year for this defense.
College football writer for Bleacher Report.
Turnover chain. Whoever, gets the turnover, you get to rock that. The huge, Miami-style chain. Everybody, Miami. We are kind of flashy. We do like jewelry and, stuff like that.
Follow him on Twitter at Kegs and Eggs.
Throws it, fakes the spike. Josh Rosen!
Adam Kramer with Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
It's time to talk to our guy Kegs and Eggs on the Bernstein and Goff Show. 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and watch 670thescore.com is where you can find us. Also, make sure you like and share the Facebook Live page. Adam Kramer, I said it a couple of days ago right here on this station. I said it yesterday, maybe. I want to go to an Iowa night game. And I felt this way about LSU night games before, and I want to go to Austin, but I want to wait until their football team's any damn good again. But you went, and you wrote a piece about what kind of spiritual experience it was for you.
Yeah, you know, what is going on in Iowa City right now with the Children's Hospital, and I think one of the coolest, most unique, most touching traditions that the sport has really ever seen. I got to watch a game from inside the Children's Hospital and spent the day before around them, spent the day on Friday with the program, and then got to see it from a point and getting to talk with some of those families, getting to just watch them interact on a completely different game day experience, which really is set up like a tailgate up there. You've got, you know, kids who are, you know, 4 weeks old with their parents. You've got 19-year-olds who are battling cancer. You know, for me, just seeing the stories and the images and stuff, it was something I really wanted to tell, something I wanted to experience and then deliver. And just, yeah, it was unbelievably moving, to be quite honest. As just someone who loves the sport, to see something much larger than a game was moving. And then as a parent, you see something like that, and you can't help but be touched in a completely different way. So, yeah, it was a really, really special experience.
And how do you go back to caring about football at that point, right? Because you experienced that, and then it's like, okay, now the day job, right?
Yeah, no, I didn't. I mean, truly, I mean, it was I don't think I watched like an ounce of football in that room. I was waiting for the wave like everybody else. At the end of the first quarter, you're waiting for the wave. And then after that, you really just kind of want to sit down and breathe. And that really is the moment. So the vantage points are unbelievable, by the way. It feels like from there, it's like an extension of Kinnick. It is a truly spectacular sight. But you're absolutely right. In terms of like the perspective of what we do, which is predictions that are usually wrong and writing about the Heisman, you do something like that, and it really does put into perspective the reality of writing about sports and writing about things that actually matter.
You mentioned Heisman. You give me the segue. Saquon Barkley, is the it guy, regardless of any Baker Mayfield or anybody else right now. That it, at least as the a voter, I can tell you at the moment, his first place vote is his to lose.
I am having some Reggie Bush-like moments watching him, and I know they're completely different players. Saquon is 230 pounds and does it a completely different way. But, like, there is an event. Like, when he touches the football, it is an event because you know you're probably going to see something spectacular and different. The fact that he's the leading receiver in the Big Ten as a running back and he's your return man, and he was basically Penn State's everything for about 59 minutes of that game until that one final brilliant pass. I mean, he is as talented of a running back as I think we've seen in a really long time, and we've seen some good ones. And again, I don't feel like this is hyperbole if you've been watching this guy the last few years. The fact that he is so natural as a pass catcher, the fact that he can basically line up just about anywhere and do what you ask him to do, I'm with you on the Heisman. I think it's even bigger than that. This is the best player in the country right now, and I don't think it's all that close.
What we learned this weekend in college football, what stood out to you outside of your you know, terrific time with a bunch of really, really good people in Kinnick?
I think, yeah, Penn State, certainly Iowa remains a tough place to play. I think we learned a little bit about Oklahoma State. That's a team that I was really high on. And for it to come undone in that week, that was a game that maybe we didn't expect it to come apart in. But offensively, they didn't quite have the same rhythm. And then defensively, we were sort of waiting to see what they would do, and they were tested. Obviously, they were tested. On the flip side, TCU and Georgia, I'll bring those two kind of together. These two teams look like they're going to be problems. I'm not saying they're going to win the national championship, but man, different kind of showings. Kenny Trill, who was once, you know, if you remember those first three games after Johnny Manziel, looked like that next guy. It's been a long, weird road.
He got his name trademarked, didn't he?
He did. I mean, again, he's had a really wild journey, and most of it has been down, but they are playing really well. It's like that every 3 to 4 year thing for TCU where they seem to find it. And Georgia, you know, Jason, I know you know
that defense is crazy.
Like expectation now that, like, when are they going to Georgia this thing? Like, when? What game is it going to come this week against Tennessee where they should just beat this team up and blow them out? Like, when are they going to have that unexplainable loss? This is a really, really good team, and I love that defense. And so as I kind of, you know, picture it forward here, I think TCU and Georgia are ones we have to watch.
And then Alabama is telling everybody that everybody enjoy yourselves.
Yeah, Vanderbilt can't talk crazy the week before.
Too. Everybody enjoy yourselves, but there's still there's somebody on the end of this block here whose house you're going to have to go past at one point or another.
Go look at that Vanderbilt drive chart for the game. It's like, it is a horrific thing to look at. I mean, I think Vandy got 24 yards in the first drive, and then it's just there is absolutely nothing there. I don't know why you would want to give that team any extra motivation. Not that it needs it, because every day in practice is probably feels like that motivation is there. But I think the evolution of Alabama is obviously a quarterback. What you saw this week, there's a lot of strain on Hurts to run the ball, and he's really good at it. But the evolution for him as a thrower, and then also to get your great, you know, you've got like two or three five-star running backs that haven't really gotten going yet up until this week. For Alabama to find some balance against a really good defense, and I know we're kind of ragging on Vandy, but they had played really, really well, especially defensively. I think that balance is going to make them extremely dangerous. And then, you know, this week, you know, as they move forward, they're 30-point favorite against Ole Miss. I mean, Alabama is certainly still that team.
Before we get into some Big Ten stuff, every week it seems like, especially early on in the season, there's a team that I need to know about. It was Oklahoma State a couple of weeks ago, and then TCU last week. Virginia Tech's got a big game in Blacksburg. It's a night game against Clemson. What do I need to know about the Hokies? Because the last time I watched them and needed to care about them, I watched a quarterback die in a night game to start the season last year. You know what I'm talking about? That quarterback took beating. I don't know what they have to offer this year. What do I need to know about the 12th ranked Hokies?
Well, you know, Justin Fuente is a magician. I mean, he's one of the better young coaches that we have. And this is a nightly showcase for him in a great environment. They've got a great young quarterback that has played exceptionally well, albeit against some lesser competition. Against defensively, they're a team that feels like they'll be up to this challenge. The thing is about this particular game, you know, Clemson, who was kind of sluggish for about three quarters against Boston College last week, all of a sudden turned it on and made a game close that it turned it into a blowout almost immediately. I think they're very similar teams, two quarterbacks that haven't taken a ton of snaps that have looked pretty good in small doses. It's just defensively, can you hold up long enough? You're starting to see Clemson mix the ball around, and you're starting to see some of their great running backs come into form after they lost so many offensive guys. I think this is a game Virginia Tech absolutely can win. It's just, you know, how can you move the ball against that Clemson defense, which may not be Alabama's, but it's probably something close.
All right, you mentioned you're getting the Big Ten. Did Michigan find their real quarterback? Did they accident their way into the guy that probably should have been playing?
I think so, and it's not necessarily that, you know, and Wilton Spaeth hasn't played bad, but they've struggled to create that. I think O'Korn's legs helped them here. He's a guy that can move certainly around a little bit better. And because they've struggled to find guys to throw the ball to and the running game hasn't necessarily gotten going, I think that helped him. Chris Evans is a kid. If you watch a little bit of Michigan last year, it was a matter of time for him to take off. I think he's going to become one of the better playmakers in the Big Ten. At this point, if you're Michigan, because the offense has been so meh, I think you at least have to give O'Korn a shot. The problem is when he's gone to both of these guys for extended stretches, and O'Korn, you know, has had his moments, you know, turnovers have been an issue and whatnot. But again, he's a creator. So you're going to have to live with the turnovers. You're going to have to live with the mistakes. But at this point, given the kind of jolt he gave them, I'd stick with him.
I know they're 2-1 and they lost last week to a rival, but the last couple of years for Michigan State football, with Connor Cook leaving and all the stuff about, you know, the rape stuff, the charges that have been levied, and the spring football stuff where they didn't want to announce who was going to be on the roster because that would be naming guys who were out with these allegations. What's happened in East Lansing over the last couple of years to this football program?
Well, certainly there's been a combination of things. I mean, this is a team that, you know, experienced some huge, huge national success. I know the playoff game was a beatdown, but still getting to that game, beating Iowa in kind of a legendary Big Ten championship game, they were poised to be that team. The problem is they saw some recruiting bump, but not a huge recruiting bump. This is kind of the Oregon thing as well. Oregon, huge national success, but it's tough to get people to Eugene. Same thing with Michigan. Obviously, geography, not as much of an issue. But you're still not going to out-recruit Ohio State. You're still not going to out-recruit Michigan. You're probably not going to out-recruit Penn State. So ultimately, as good as it was, you had Connor Cook. You had Shalik Calhoun. You had staples in your lineup on both sides of the ball for 2 or 3 years. I think what you're seeing now, and I think D'Antonio is a very good coach, this is just kind of regressing to the mean. You're not going to pour in 4 and 5 stars yearly. And as a result of that, you're not going to deliver those types of seasons. They are very Iowa-like. Iowa has a knack for doing this in the last, you know, over the last 19 years of Ferentz. They'll develop 2 or 3 star guys into meaningful impact players. I think Michigan State will do that. And when they do it with a quarterback like they did, they'll get good again. But until that point, they're probably going to be that team that wins 7 to 9 games, and that should be the expectation for them.
I've only, honestly, full disclosure, I've only watched a couple of drives of Notre Dame football this year. How good are they?
I think they're really good. I think that Georgia loss is suddenly, and that's a game they could have won, is starting to look better. I remember with Brandon Wimbush, when he committed there, you know, the people that I talked to around them really were excited about this kid, and you're starting to see some of the mistakes made. Certainly he's going to be a guy that's going to have to learn on the job, but ultimately the more reps he gets, the better he's going to be. Defensive improvements have been huge, I think. And then ultimately just finding guys for him to throw to has been big. I mean, going into the year, I didn't expect for them to be bad. And you just think about how different the season would be if they made a few more plays against Georgia. You win a game like that, we're talking about Notre Dame as a, I don't know, top 12 team probably right now. So people are kind of down on them. We're trying to figure out exactly where they are. But, no, I think it's a team certainly that can win 10 or 11 games. Probably, but, 11 games is too much. I don't want to say that. 9 or 10 games. Okay. I don't want to sound crazy.
All right, best games this weekend.
I think you got to watch Florida State. Virginia Tech Clemson is that game. I mean, this is maybe a preview of the ACC championship. And again, I think Virginia Tech can flip the script entirely if they are able to pull this off. The Friday night slate is actually pretty good. USC Washington State is very, very important and hugely intriguing, in part because USC just has not looked all that great. And they're playing on the road against a team in Luke Falk, who's a fun quarterback to watch. The game I'm actually going to be at, I don't necessarily think you watch it, but Oklahoma State, Texas Tech, I think the over-under is like 81.
I was just going to say passing yards bowl. Yep.
I mean, I'm going to get out of there probably 2 in the morning. It will probably be fun if you're into that sort of thing. And certainly, you know, I'm going to pretend like I am because I'll be there.
Adam, always good. We appreciate it, man.
All right, guys. Thanks.
That is Adam Kramer from Bleacher Report on Twitter at Kegs and Eggs. He was joining us on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. After the bottom of the hour, Dr. David Ridpath, who is an expert in college sports management and the business of college sports, is going to join us to talk about the impact of these FBI indictments that came down today. Dan Wetzel also wrote about it, too. Just when people are invoking the idea of death penalty.
Yeah. I'm going to need you to explain some of this to me, by the way, because I saw the story, I read the story, heard Bob Lee and some other people talking about the story today, and it sounds like college sports, just somebody is investigating it. So I'm going to need you to explain to me exactly what's happening here criminally. I know I'm not putting you in your lawyer's seat, but I need some help, because it just sounds like somebody was like, oh, let's look into what happens in college athletics every single year.
And that's why they said we have your game plan. Because today's press conference wasn't just an announcement of charges.
No. They were like, we've already arrested people.
And this is just starting.
Yeah.
And he's urging people. They say, we know your playbook. This is the tip of the iceberg. It better that you call us than we call you. But somebody...
I want to see what NCAA's next move is going to be.
Somebody decided to go after college sports, and they've been doing it. I would love to know when it actually began. When the order said we're going to investigate this, because
it was the tipping point.
Had to be over a year to gather all this, right? This segment brought to you by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com. The Bernstein and Goff Show. Talking more about the college basketball story at 4:40, and then Hub Arkish on the Bears in the NFL at 5 here on The Score.
Don't miss the Scores Bears postgame show, starring former Bear All-Pro center Olin Cruz.
Having Kyle Long back, Cat, you can't underestimate that.
Former Bear Pro Bowl tackle James Big Cat Williams.
This was an offense that I could see Trubisky running.
And Scores senior football expert Paul Barkish.
Hats off to that offensive line and those two running backs.
The Scores Bears postgame show, Thursday night after the Cubs game at 10:30. Presented by Inspire Medical Systems. Take control of your sleep apnea. Visit inspiresleep.com.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. The FBI announced this morning that they are arresting multiple college assistant coaches as part of an investigation into a fraud and corruption scheme. Four assistant coaches, also included in the charges, six other individuals, including managers, financial advisors, and a representative from Adidas. This is a reminder that there is a big difference between an NCAA investigation and an FBI investigation. One frequently comes out with a slap on the wrist. The other comes out with silver bracelets on the wrist and federal charges. This is still unfolding, so I'm not going to jump to any conclusions at all. But let's get something straight. Let's not be shocked that there is corruption in college basketball. There are practically more reasons to cheat than there are reasons not to cheat, and especially in that sport where one player can make the difference between a national title run and an NIT bid. I'm Jim Rome.
The Score and Great Clips have teamed up to find the next fantasy football expert for the 2017 season. So this season, make sure to tune into The Score each Sunday from 8 to 9 a.m. for all your fantasy updates, news, and tips on the Great Clips Fantasy Football Show, hosted by Joe Ostrowski and this year's expert, the 2017 Great Clips Fantasy Football Expert, brought to you by Great Clips. It's gonna be great.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors and shapes.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No-hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Mike Glennon, no offense to him, but that accelerates Mitchell Trubisky. I mean, if you're actually going to run that game plan, then you'd be better off with Trubisky. You really should go to Trubisky. They had a game plan to stop Mike Glennon from beating them, and he still threw a pick, and he tried to throw a second pick.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
What? Yeah, you idiot, Goff. Mitchell Trubisky. Ha! We'll throw the ball 12 times to running backs, 2 times to tight ends, and once to a receiver. This'll win in the NFL. Yes, give me more of it.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Mike Glennon is, I mean, is his confidence shot? My confidence would be shot if I lost a game the way I did and then came back and was basically handcuffed and begged not to lose a game.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
In the wake of a disaster, what one thing can you send that will help people the most? A blanket, a tent, a sandbag, a doctor. Actually, if you send a monetary donation, you send all these things. Even a small donation can make a big impact and can quickly become exactly what people affected by disaster need most.
In the wake of a hurricane, your monetary donation can make a huge difference to those in need. To donate, visit supporthurricanerelief.org. That's supporthurricanerelief.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
In the wake of a disaster, what one thing can you send that will help people the most? A blanket, a tent, a sandbag, a doctor. Actually, if you send a monetary donation, you send all these things. Even a small donation can make a big impact and can quickly become exactly what people affected by disaster need most.
In the wake of a hurricane, your monetary donation can make a huge difference to those in need. To donate, visit supporthurricanerelief.org. That's supporthurricanerelief.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Does getting a flavorful, balanced, and convenient dinner on the table night after night feel like a chore? Let HelloFresh take care of the weekly meal planning so you can save time and actually have fun cooking and eating amazing meals. Visit HelloFresh.com and choose what meals you want from an ever-changing, customizable, and always delicious menu. Then let HelloFresh shop and deliver pre-measured ingredients with simple recipes that come together in around 30 minutes, have just 6 steps, and require minimal cleanup. But the best part? It costs less than $10 a meal. So if there's ever been a time to kick those 5 p.m. excuses, break out of your recipe rut, and take the first step towards unstoppable, it's now. Just go to HelloFresh.com/food to get $30 off your first box. That's HelloFresh.com/food for $30 off. HelloFresh.com/food.
Events. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show. We're going to talk to Dr. David Ridpath in about 15 minutes right here on 670 The Score. He is the Associate Professor of Sports Management at Ohio University and President of the Drake Group. We go to him anytime some scandal hits or when we talk about paying players, but this is a different kind of vibe, different kind of story. Dan, I need you to pull my coat on how and why these things happen and what do you think is the focus of this investigation? Because is it as simple as, hey, you can't commit wire fraud and send people money and, you know, break federal laws by giving this kid 150 grand or this parent this amount of money? Like, is it as simple as that?
Kickback scheme, too. You're talking about a corporate kickback scheme where you're saying, if we give you money here, you're going to bring us back money here. There's all kinds of things. And who knows what the tax ramifications are, too. Right. I mean, if you have all of this money moving around in...
The government's not getting any piece of this.
Exactly. Right. If you're talking about some sort of shadow economy...
The dark web of college basketball.
That's been created with millions of dollars in aggregate. You know, this is I'll tell you what Dan Wetzel wrote about it, where... Okay. He says it's thorough, it's ugly, it's unprecedented. with the
those are words that usually come along with, unfortunately, like rape or molestation, or you know, the things that we've covered before in involving college athletics.
Arizona, Auburn, Oklahoma State, USC, assistant coaches arrested, their programs almost certainly in dire straits, and members of dire straits, with both the Department of Justice and NCAA, based on an undercover FBI agent, wiretapped phones, recordings, written communication, and financial transaction data. The feds win nearly every case for a reason, and the indicted haven't even started flipping yet. Also in the crossfire is so-called University 2, which in the complaints is described in a way that resembles the University of South Carolina and only the University of South Carolina, a public research university located in South Carolina with over 30,000 students. Then there's University 6, which is described in a way that resembles the University of Louisville and only the University of Louisville.
Oh, Ricky P.
By the way, Dwayne Wade, 1 year, $2.3 million deal to the Cavaliers.
Yeah.
Put the band back together.
We'll see.
Have fun with that.
Mm-hmm.
Louisville linked to a $100,000 payout for one recruit, a potential $150,000 payout for another, all while on probation for a scandal involving using prostitutes to lure other recruits.
I remember that story.
University 6 doesn't appear to be in any legal trouble yet, but the NCAA is another story. And there have already been people speculating that, if proven true, that the NCAA must end the Louisville basketball program entirely.
If you don't give the death penalty to Penn State, and this
that's exactly what we talked about at the time.
If child molestation and child rape doesn't get you the death penalty, then nothing can.
Right, and especially because
if murder doesn't get you the death penalty, if rape doesn't get you the death penalty, what can really, like, SMU was so long ago.
I don't believe, and also because of big conference television deals that are based on offering certain teams and certain games, or the money that's coming
that.
In from conference TV deals, you're screwing over everybody. That there's already
a lot of people with a lot of power, a lot of sway.
Big television, the cable industries are involved here. That you start taking away some of the major brands, you're messing with everybody's business. I don't think the death penalty exists anymore.
KFC hey, we just built the Yum Center and all these facilities. What are you talking about? Nobody's getting the death penalty.
So Dan Wetzel, he uses the phrase tip of the iceberg, and he says the operation the feds laid out, college basketball recruiting 101. A prominent financial planner for the sports world was ensnared in a securities fraud case and turned into a cooperating witness.
So there it is.
That's what happened. He was able to bring an undercover FBI agent along as a supposed assistant for meetings, payouts, recorded conversations, and so on.
They always get their hooks in the weak link, and then they build their case.
Scoreboard update.
4:30 in the Northwestern Football Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Join the Wildcats at Ryan Field for the first Big Ten home game of the season against number 4 Penn State. Kickoff is at 11 a.m. Single game and family plans are on sale now at nusports.com. Cubs and Cardinals again tonight in St. Louis. Cubs looking to clinch the division for the second straight year as they send Jake Arrieta to the mound to face Carlos Martinez. Javi Baez not in the starting lineup after he fouled a ball off his knee last night. On the south side, White Sox host Anaheim tonight at 7:10. Chris Volstad taking on Parker Bridwell. Dwayne Wade joins Derrick Rose in Cleveland, a one-year, $2.3 million deal. Bulls buyout for Dwayne Wade was about $8.5 million. Bulls have also re-signed Nico Mirotic. And the Bears were back at Halas Hall today as they get set to take on Green Bay on Thursday night. Nick Kwiatkowski and Clinton Dempse did not practice today. Josh Sitton and Hronis Grassu were limited. Walgreens makes it easy to stay healthy. Get your flu shot today. $0 copay with most insurance. Walgreens at the corner of happy and healthy. Vaccine restrictions apply. See pharmacy for details. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next game on The Score is tonight at 6:40 when the Cubs take on the Cardinals right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
Thank you, Julie. Welcome back. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show. People chiming in on the text line. This is from the 630. As an Auburn alum, it makes me incredibly proud that we were attempting to cheat at the same level as Louisville in Arizona.
There you go.
I can imagine that I was the only person that expected this when Bruce Pearl was hired. Yeah, Chuck Person is involved in this situation. And I believe Landon Hunt and some other people that you... the names that scrolled across the screen, and they're all assistant coaches. They're all not the guy, but they're next to the guy, and they are involved with the boosters. They're involved with the bag men. They're involved with the high school coaches who, you know, want you to, you know, leave something in the Ford Explorer or Navigator down the street, and I'll pick it up tomorrow. Next thing you know, you got this five-star blue-chip athlete on your campus.
And by NCAA rule, a coach cannot say, I had no idea. Coaches are completely responsible. And I always laugh at that. It gets back to the whole Joe Paterno thing. You can't credit these coaches for being control freaks and in charge of everything and detail oriented, and then allow them to say they had no idea or give them the plausible deniability. It's one or the other.
I know a Penn State person who is a clear-headed individual. She is of sound mind, and anytime it comes up, it reverts back to, like, this is a lady who is all about women's rights and women in sports, and her and I talk often, and she doesn't like it when I disagree with her on certain things like the WNBA and its productivity, but she stays there on the Joe Paterno thing, on how much he knew and he did what he, and I'm like, you better than, like, I stopped talking about it with her because I think about athletics and how nasty we have, like, we've pulled back the curtain on college athletics more than a decade ago, before the paternal stuff, and we're still shocked and surprised because the stuff is still gross.
Nobody's shocked with this story today. Nobody is shocked.
When I saw it, I'm like, so they caught somebody doing college basketball business.
What matters is that they've arrested an Adidas suit. That matters. Their stock price, I didn't check it at the end of trading, but at least intraday, they were down 3%. I mean, Adidas stock was taking a hit. And I'm not dumb enough to think that they're the only shoe company that is doing this. That guy came from Nike originally. Mm-hmm. Business is business, and everybody's in the same business. But when they've got stuff on tape, these are the feds. When they come with that press conference, and that means they've got it. They don't take cases like this on a whim, and they don't go halfway. So, like you say, there was some financial planner who they realized, hello.
You have a gambling problem. Okay, well, we'll let you off. You just have to tell us about the entire, you know, situation.
You're going to bring me to some meetings and say that I'm an assistant of yours. I'm going to sit in on some of these things and record everything.
The amount of money that is involved in college basketball, too. Like, sure. You got boosters who all they do is try to make it to that CBS game where their hometown is going to be in the lights, and whether it be in D.C. or whether it's at Rupp Arena or whether it's in Landover when Maryland plays a big game. Like, this is wide ranging, because you're not just talking about guys on a bench. You're not just talking about high school coaches. You're talking about CEOs of companies who are very happy to plaster their names and their faces all over buildings. Guys who are happy to donate $1 million or $2 million to a facility, to have their name on a locker room. There's a lot of money involved here, and it could get as ugly as we've seen anything get in terms of the money part of this. You know, we've seen ugly, and we sometimes still experience ugly. Anytime you mention Penn State, there's a couple of people who, like the Undertaker, just sit up in their bedrooms and they go, okay, I gotta get to the Twitter fingering, because of course I need to jump on the Penn State stuff. And so we still see the We Are hashtags whenever something weird goes down. But this is the next level is what happens to the NCAA. And we'll talk to Dr. David Ridpath about that.
And what do the individual schools do in the midst of this, where some are claiming that they themselves were defrauded by these guys, when in fact the schools they were in on it. And maybe they were by law defrauded, but they're also part of what is in large part everywhere an illegal process. And I think that what it comes down to is pay the damn players and be done with the shadow economy. But that's just me. This segment brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention, diabetics, now you can get your testing supplies delivered to your home. Free delivery and a free meter. Call the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline, 800-808-5181, 800-808-5181. We talk to an expert next on The Score.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for all primetime NFL games through the Super Bowl. A production of West
Bernstein and Jason Goff.
It's Mattress Firm's semi-annual sale. Your favorite mattress is on sale. Top name brands on sale. Plus, get an additional 10% off.
Get a Beauty Rest Firm Queen mattress now just $454.99. Plus, get an additional 10% off. And did you know that 2 out of 3 people choose the Dream Bed Luxe over the other leading memory foam mattresses?
And there's a reason.
You know why?
Yes.
Because it costs $1,000 less and has cooling technology, and you could take it home for just $37 a month for 72 months. Plus, take an additional 10% off.
That sounds crazy, but when you realize it's 6 years of interest-free financing, 72 entire months of sleeping interest-free, you do the math on that Dream Bed Luxe. With that 10% off, you're right around $1 a day.
It's
and when
crazy.
You go into Mattress Firm and actually experience these mattresses, it's one thing when we're just talking words here. It's another thing when you get into the Mattress Firm near you and actually check it out and say, oh, this could be life-changing, and why haven't I done this? And you're going to feel like you should have done it sooner, because Mattress Firm semi-annual sale will allow you the 10% off and all sorts of other opportunities. And you know Mattress Firm's guarantees, making sure you're getting the lowest price, making sure you love your mattress. They take care of everything. The semi-annual sale at Mattress Firm. Save money.
Sleep happy.
It's Boost's fall flip event. Join Boost Mobile, and when you add a line, get a free phone and your first month free. All powered by the fast and reliable Sprint nationwide network. Boost is the best value in wireless among national prepaid carriers. Visit a Boost Mobile store from 9/22 through 30. When you add a line, get your first month free and a free phone. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save. Offer valid 9/22/17 through 9/30/17. Primary line must be on a $50 plan. 3 month credit is $50 to apply to activation. Free phone available for new lines added to the family plan and activated on $50 plans like models only while supplies last. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details.
The Score and Great Clips have teamed up to find the next fantasy football expert for the 2017 season. So this season, make sure to tune into The Score each Sunday from 8 to 9 a.m. for all your fantasy updates, news, and tips on the Great Clips Fantasy Football Show, hosted by Joe Ostrowski and this year's expert, the 2017 Great Clips Fantasy Football Expert, brought to you by Great Clips. It's gonna be great.
American Enterprise Bank's personal service and technology provide you with the banking experience you deserve. Enjoy premier checking that's truly free. No minimum balance or recurring transactions required. Plus, get the bank's free mobile app featuring People Pay and Check Deposit. Want $50? Open your premier checking account, download the app, use it for 3 months, and the bank will add $50 to your account. Visit AmericanEnterpriseBank.com or call 847-465-9700 for more info. American Enterprise Bank. Member FDIC.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
Ooh, all right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors.
Mm-hmm.
And shapes.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Ted Williams hit his final home run this week in 1960. This week in 1961, Roger Maris set the record 61 home run. Brazilian soccer great Pelé retired with 1,281 goals this week in 1976. The NHL went on strike this week in 1994. And this week in 1996, the Houston Astros retired Nolan Ryan's number 34. And more coming up soon, right here.
When this world seems complicated.
Did you hear that?
Confusing.
If the world ends, Trump will be a one-term president.
And out of control.
Join us while I'm still allowed to broadcast this show.
Stephen Colbert's got you covered.
Did someone say delusional egomaniac?
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The smart choice.
It's funny because nothing matters.
Weeknights on CBS or stream it live or on demand.
How am I doing, America?
CBS. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
It's time for us to talk to one of the guys who I enjoy following, not only on Twitter, but anytime I hear him talk about what happens in college athletics behind the scenes. He is Dr. David Ridpath, and he's getting set to join us here on the Bernstein and Golf Show.
You can follow him at Dr. Ridpath, and you can hear him now on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. Well, Dr. David, this one is a little different from the run-of-the-mill college sports scandals that usually bring you to these airwaves, because the universities didn't know, the NCAA didn't know, but the Justice Department and the FBI certainly did and do. So this one, as I say, is a different kind of thing.
Yeah, Dan and Jason, again, thanks for having me on. And yes, you're right. I mean, there was no surprise to me about the allegations. I think this has been an open secret in college basketball and its seamy underside for many, many years. It's just been a matter of actually proving it. And the NCAA's enforcement and infractions process is pretty weak in that area. And in many ways, I feel they didn't want to know. The shocking part is that the feds are involved, and you're talking wiretaps. You're talking the ability to get evidence, subpoena power, and the arrest of, while they're not high profile coaches yet, you know, someone like Chuck Pearson can certainly fit that, that vernacular, but the fact that they arrested coaches from bigger programs, and then certainly I think the big elephant in the room is you've got something pointing right directly to Rick Pitino's front door.
And especially when they were already on probation for a pretty sordid scandal, as these things go, and had the audacity to then just 2 weeks after that begin engaging in these conversations that people have on tape. And I've seen the idea floated of death penalty, and I'll believe it when I see it. I don't think such a thing exists anymore, looking at some of these conference television deals. And I also believe that if you can't give the death penalty to Penn State football after decades of child molestation and child rape, how is there such thing as the death penalty, and is it in play now?
I've always said I don't think we'll ever see the death penalty again, because what you said is exactly right. We're so intertwined now in contracts, apparel, TV, for the NCAA to do that would be almost financial suicide. Now, would it be the right thing in this case? Should these allegations proven to be even half true? Absolutely. And certainly with Louisville, I don't see how Tom Jurich and Rick Pitino survived this. But, you know, who knows? I think Rick Pitino's been given his last chip on this, but people are going to try to save them. And I know the NCAA will try not to do the death penalty, but if there was ever a reason to really seriously look at it, this is certainly one of them.
What will the NCAA be forced to take back to the lab? And depending on how widespread the fallout is, but what will they have to now do going forward? Because, like you said, it's been an open secret. This happens in college athletics. It happens in college basketball. Short of paying players, which I don't feel like they want to do or will do, what is the NCAA going to be forced to do by public perception and public pressure?
Well, I think that maybe, you know, this coming out in the way that it has, and I think we're just seeing the tip of the iceberg, is maybe we can have a serious discussion about change. I mean, do we want educationally based sports and this theory of amateurism, which I also believe, like the death penalty, doesn't exist? Do we really want to have that, or do we want to actually sit down and say, how do we do sports in America? You know, is it paying players? Is it actually giving players, you know, the ability to have control over their own bodies and control their name, image, and likeness, or having more developmental leagues available so a kid doesn't have to look at college as the only way, and then you can actually clean up the college side of it? There's so many ways to look at it. But as I said before, Dan and Jason, is we have to accept that what we're doing now is not working, and it will not work. And if we can come to that realization, which I think we all know, then we can actually talk about how we fix it. And I think there's many ways we can go to fix it. It might not just be a system. It may be a culmination of many systems. But whatever we do is better than what we do now. And I chuckle when people say that paying players, whatever, is going to somehow corrupt college athletics. My response is, as opposed to what? I mean, look what we saw today.
Well, I also think the philosophical discussion is a different aspect than what's actually occurring in athletics departments and on university campuses as we speak. The effect that this must have, I mean, the power of that press conference, the way they started playing their hand, showing you some cards, but not all of them, and saying, you call us before we call you. That was powerful visual stuff today, powerful optics on the part of the federal government. What's happening in offices right now? I mean, are we talking about lawyers scurrying from office to office? What are ADs saying to coaches? What do you think these major schools are doing, even if they don't, if they weren't named, if they're not a part of this right now? What has to be going on across the panicked landscape of revenue-generating college sports?
Well, I mean, I probably put it a little more eloquently on Twitter today. There are a lot of people, quite frankly, how do I say it? I can't say it nicely.
Soiling themselves?
Soiling themselves. Thank you for helping me there. I can tell you that this came like a bomb to Indianapolis and every school out there. And right now, everybody's scurrying. I can tell you by talking to other reporters today, schools have gone into virtual lockdown. Nobody's talking. Everybody's wondering who may be involved in this, what happened. It's going to be much more widespread than just four coaches. And oddly enough, the ball's hitting the hardwood here in a few days. It's going to be real interesting what happens with college basketball. I mean, take football out of the equation. This is the NCAA's bread and butter. March Madness is everything. It funds 95% of their operations. And, you know, there's a reason why I feel that they haven't gone after schools very hard, basketball schools, because they need that revenue. And now, you know, now it's not up to them. Now it's going to be in living color with the FBI. And I think we can have, again, that larger conversation of where change goes. But if I was in an athletic department now, I can only tell you that it would be a very, very long night and a very trying day.
And that's my next question, because we're talking about this in terms of the sanitization or the disinfectant of college basketball and college athletics. Flip the script here. There are also some ADs and some people like, guess what? We're going to do things a little bit better around here. We don't have to get cleaner, but we got to cover these tracks a little bit better. How are those conversations going to go? How can you make sure that this doesn't befall your program while still, you know, remaining competitive as some of these teams want to?
Well, I think that that's a larger issue. I mean, we have to ask ourselves, what do we want college athletics to be? I mean, do we want it to be about winning and revenue generation and hanging banners, or is it truly about the sound mind and body, educating these athletes, giving them an opportunity for college education while we get entertained, right? We have to decide what we want to do. If we continue to make the reward greater than the risk, and that's why maybe this might help in the sense that people may seriously get punished. When you get slaps on the wrist and stuff like, say, Kyle Flood did with Rutgers a couple days ago, or even Coach Pacino I saw with Strippergate, I think you have to, you know, we have to look in the mirror and say, what do we want this to be? And if we don't want it to be true about education and what we say it and what we want to believe it is, then let's just go ahead and professionalize it and make it, you know, professional and pay the players and just let and just go crazy that way. And at the end of the day, I think we're still going to watch the games.
Adidas stock was down 4.7 today, 2.44%, and on this news. Yet, again, open secret, the power of the sports apparel companies holding sway over major college athletics. Isn't that more part of the solution than part of the problem? And in my belief, it's sort of like the what's happening with gambling, where why not just begin to tax, regulate, control, and have everything going on in the sunlight and allow for some of this influence, but just make sure that it doesn't have to be hidden. It doesn't have to be secret. Go ahead and bid out some contracts. Go ahead and bid on some players. That here Adidas stock is getting hammered just for really doing regular business.
I mean, you're right. I couldn't agree more. I mean, let's put sunshine on this and call it what it is. That's certainly an option that we can go to. You know, let players sell their services. They do it in Europe, right? European soccer, people still watch it. I don't think that it's going to corrupt college athletics any more than it's corrupted right now. And I agree that, you know, you can certainly regulate this, give athletes control over their own body, let them make money off their own commercial utility like anyone else. I mean, this is America. We're supposed to allow people to do that. And a lot of these athletes only have a finite time to be able to do that. You know, again, people, traditionalists may blanch and not like it. But again, I come back to, as opposed to what? Is this what you want? Just to live a lie? And personally, I don't want to. We can make college athletics better if we want to and about education, and there's models out there. But again, we have to make that decision, but we also have to give elite athletes other opportunities beyond that.
As long as there are college hoops, basketball writers, whatever you want to call them, mouthpieces that talk the way they do about scandal and try to lessen it and then make sure that people aren't getting paid. There aren't enough Jay Billises in the world in terms of the people who are out in front saying that this is a ridiculous model and it needs to go. There are enough people out there who feel that in some way, shape, or form that the sport will be ruined and lessened and maybe less clicks on their pages to make sure that they're carrying the water for the NCAA.
No, absolutely. And Jay and I agree on most everything. And he's absolutely right. I think, let's just call it what it is. If we truly want it to be this romantic notion, and if we truly say we wouldn't watch if it wasn't about amateurism and the student and they shouldn't get paid, then we should be outraged now. I mean, because that's not what's going on. And so I'm saying, we can't continue to dip our feet in both sides of the water. We got to go one way or the other. And certainly the Drake Group, which I'm a part of, has a great model. We put forth a bill through the U.S. Congress, House Bill 2731, that talks about reforming college sports. So there are people out there trying to do things. But you're right. There's not enough Jay Billises because, let's face it, there are some people that profit handsomely off this. There's a reason why FIFA was so corrupt. And again, the feds had to get involved in that. I mean, why would Mark Emmert want to change this? Why would Rick Pitino want to change this? Or Nick Saban? It's working out pretty good for them. It's time for the athletes to rise up. And as I always say, if the athletes truly rise up, and we've seen it at Missouri, we've seen it even, to the extent that Northwestern, also Grambling, if the athletes rise up, unify and organize and say, we're not playing until things change, things will change in 24 hours.
David, always enjoy our conversations. Thank you very much for joining us.
Dan, Jason, really appreciate it. Thank you for having me on.
That is Dr. David Ridpath, one of the most
solid,
interesting mm-hmm. and well-spoken voices regarding criticism of major college athletics working today. He's been brought to you by Walgreens. It's easy to get your flu shot at Walgreens and help make a difference. Simply get a shot and give a shot. No appointment necessary. Vaccine restrictions apply. See pharmacy for details. Hub Arkish is next. He belongs to us today. You get to have him for a little bit tomorrow at this same time. And I want to mention, too, that on Thursday, we're going to be out. 1 to 5:30 Bud Light brings us to the Foundry in Aurora.
Yes.
So make plans to come hang out with the Bernstein and Goff Show.
It should be fun. It's always fun in Aurora. I like hanging out in Aurora.
You do?
Yes.
Okay, well, good.
Because I'm going to be there with you in Aurora.
I've been to the Foundry. I like the Foundry.
85 Executive Drive. 85 Executive Drive. Of course, we would like it to be 83 Executive Drive.
Can't change
but
it,
that'd be an overhaul. Yeah, we can't do that in one or a couple of days. But meet us out, the Foundry. Thursday Night Football. We'll have some clinching talk, maybe. The NL Central Division, by the way. Not just talking about guys clinching each other. Hobart, it's top of the hour right here on The Score.
Score is your home for the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Join your host Josh Liss and our team of experts Sunday morning, October 8th, starting at 7 a.m. to hear the world's elite athletes compete on 26.2 miles of Chicago streets. The Bank of America Chicago Marathon live broadcast exclusively on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago.
A recent FBI report tells us that the average property loss from just one home break-in is $2,316. That's one burglary over $2,000. And you tally them all up, you're talking about a total loss in the billions. It is as important as ever to protect your home, and you can try it right now with something new and different. It's called Simply Safe Home Security. And Simply Safe protects every door and window in your home. You get motion sensors and entry sensors. Simply Safe's system is completely wireless. You can set it up yourself. There's no drilling holes in your wall. And you have professional alarm monitoring around the clock, ready to send police. That's just $15 a month. With Simply Safe, you can be sure that your home and your things are protected. So go to simplysafe.com/score, and what you get is a special 10% discount when you order today. If you want the security system right away, visit your local Best Buy. You'll have your home protected by tonight. That's simplysafe.com/score for 10% off. simplysafe.com/score.
Football fans, are you ready to watch some football? It's Green Bay hosting Chicago this Thursday. Visit Hooters and Gurney for their special watch party. All attendees can win amazing prizes, including jerseys, shirts, hats, Hooters gift cards, and more. The first 50 people also receive a Chicago football sportula provided by the Backyard Barbecue Store in Wilmette. Hurry to Hooters this Thursday, September 28th at 5670 Northridge Drive in Gurney. Kickoff is at 7:25. Hooters, the original wing joint.
Welcome to Knauss for a breathtaking 2018 Mercedes-Benz shopping experience. Look, there's the 2018 AMG GT Roadster, the most thrilling Mercedes-Benz Roadster ever to come out of AMG's headquarters in Affalterbach, Germany. A rare car for the rare few, powered by a hand-built bi-turbo V8 with 469 stampeding horses. Whoa! And there's the new long-awaited 2018 Mercedes-Benz E400 Coupe. Inside and out, a masterpiece in automotive design and engineering. Go ahead, take a closer look, or take a test drive in the new premium 2018 GLC SUV, or the new seductive C-Class convertible, or one of the other new arrivals now at Knauss. Your destination for the complete 2018 Mercedes-Benz experience. Knauss Auto Park, Route 41, Lake Bluff. Knauss.com.
Fall, that comfortably cozy time of year. We love fall, minus all the yard work. Way too much raking. Why not rake in the cash instead at Pottawatomie? Thursdays, October 1st through November 16th, you could rake in your share of $75,000 in cash and FKC reward play. 10 winners every hour. With more big cash winners than ever, you'll fall for rake in the cash at Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Visit paysbig.com/cash for details. Must be at least 21 years old and a Firekeepers Club member to participate.
CBS Thursday, November 2nd.
Take care of business, fellas.
Shamar Moore stars in SWAT.